Now listen, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught lesson to those who committed blasphemy against Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? Once the son of Abu Lahab started arguing using bad language and attempted to become physical with Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. He alayhi salatu wasalam became extremely saddened. These words were pronounced from the blessed tongue of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Allah, make one of your dogs overpower him. Once Abu Lahab and his son went to Sham for business purpose. Abu Lahab told to the people of Karawan, after gathering all your business stock at one place, make my son sleep on top of that, and all should sleep around that. That's how they did the arrangements of the protection of son of Abu Lahab. To protect this person who committed blasphemy against Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. But at night, all of a sudden, a lion appeared, and it kept on sniffing until it reached near the son of Abu Lahab. After getting closer, the lion attacked his head and ate it. People tried to search that lion, but they were unable to find it. They couldn't figure out from where that lion came and where did it go. That is how the disrespectful saw his horrific end. A former Christian who accepted Islam, he started living in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. He knew how to write. That's why he was given the responsibility to write revelations. That individual was unfortunate. He left Islam. That disbeliever went and reunited with unbelievers. He said to them that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had only that much knowledge, whatever he would write for him. Punishment of Allah seized him and he died. Christians dug a deep grave for him and buried a disrespectful thrice. Each time the earth threw his body back. At the end, Christians also believed that this dead body which is being thrown back, it is certainly not done by any human being. They left their dead body alone on top of earth. Even earth did not accept that disrespectful. May we live with love of Prophet ﷺ, and when we die, we have that love in our hearts intact. Ameen.